Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. I have Chief Jeff Hicks here with me. He is the chief of the Putnam County Fire Department. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm well. I'm so happy you're here. First time, and I for some reason thought 3 or 4 years ago you come with Tom Brown, but I guess he brought Adam, and we'll talk about Tom a little bit. We'll make fun of him just a little bit, and since he's retired, but
it's an easy subject.
It is an easy subject, ain't it? No, I'm happy you're here. Thankful for your service to the county and for many years, and we're going to get into your service and stuff. But let me ask you, Jeff, where are you from? Where'd you grow up at?
I was actually born in Indiana. We moved to Monterey, Tennessee when I was a year and a half old, so that's all I know. All my memorable life, that's all I know is Monterey. I've lived there, still live there today.
So what part of Indiana?
A little town called Connersville. It's about, if you're looking at state of Indiana, it's about 50 miles due east of Indianapolis.
Okay. So 11 years old, you come to Putnam County?
No, I was a year and a half
old. Year and a half. I thought you said 11 and a half. Year and a half. Oh, yeah. That's all you.
Monterey's all I've ever known.
Grew up a Wildcat, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Did you play sports in high school?
Mom wouldn't let me. She's afraid they'd hurt her baby. So I got the fire service, a good safe job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot safer than playing football, which I don't know. There's so many concussions going on these days, which I encourage kids to play sports if they want to, and especially keep them out of trouble, you know. So when I played in high school, I didn't start to my sophomore year, and my older brother played, broke his leg.
Naturally, yeah.
He's 4 years older than me. She didn't really like it. And Daddy, he wanted me to play. It was just something about it. He wanted me to play. And we had a new coach coming in, Jimmy Maynard, who did a wonderful job at Upperman High School. We went over after a family reunion one day at Baxter City Park, and Daddy said, my daddy, my Uncle Bill, which you knew, you knew Bill because you've been in the county for a long time, they took me over there and signed me up. And I wanted to play, but I was a sophomore. I thought, well, I've missed my chance. Met Coach Maynard, and that's how I got to play. Right. Then I hurt my knee.
Of course, yeah.
You know, so I had some, and probably had a concussion or two, and didn't really, you know, back then they really didn't diagnose them. But
I did play some baseball. I did play a little senior league and little league baseball. That's good. About all the sports I played.
Good. So Monterey's a beautiful place. You still live there now, right?
Still live there today. Have no plans to leave.
Yeah. So tell me about your family right quick.
My dad was born in Indiana. My mom was born in Tennessee. And when she was three, her dad, my grandfather, was a moonshiner, and the revenuers, the true story, the revenuers was getting close, and he got word that they were coming to get him. So in the middle of the night, they all fled to Indiana because he had a brother and a sister that lived up there. So they lived there 20 years, and then we all moved back when I was born.
This is why I do this show right here, is I learned so many fascinating things about people. So, your grandpa, from Monterey?
He was actually from Shady Grove area.
Okay.
Sure.
Did he make his living off moonshine, or was that just a side gig?
Him and his dad both did. That was how they made their living. Back then, you think, there was no infrastructure like there is today, where there's factories and things.
Sure.
So, that's how they got by, moonshine and playing fiddles.
So, he got wind. Do you think they really come after him? Did y'all ever get word, find out later, no, they actually come to the house looking for him?
I have no idea, but... You know, it was enough that he packed everybody up. When you think about it, that would have been in 51.
Yeah.
When they moved, about 1951. You think what the roads was then compared to what they are today.
Well, no, I mean.
Yeah, you're talking about a 10 or 12 hour journey that we make in 5 today, you know.
Easy.
Sure.
Wow. That's just, that's, so come back 20 years later, I guess the statute limitations had ended when he come back.
Let me add to this story.
Absolutely.
Make it a little
more
funny.
No, I love it.
So for years, 30-something years, my mother worked at the nursing home there in Monterey. She was an administrator, nearly 30 years of that. And she would go to these big meetings, and she went to Hawaii and places where they had the big conference meetings. And she said, I'm just so embarrassed. I said, why? And she said, well, you know, they'll go around and have to introduce yourself and tell, you know, well, what did you do? What did your family do? And it would just tear mom up. And I said, Mom, you grew up in a place that's what there was. Mm-hmm. I said, you should be proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he could in the area he lived in to provide for his family.
Yep.
Well, about 4 months later, she comes back. She said, you're right. She said, I stood up and I told him who I was.
Yeah.
Where my daddy was born and what he did for a living until we fled, and he worked in a factory for like 15 years after that, and then come back. You know,
I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. I mean, at the time that it was, the government frowned upon it, but you know, people that's one way people made a living.
That's how they got by, how they fed their family.
Yeah, that's how they support their family. I don't think any of my grandparents, or maybe immediate grandparents, maybe great-grandparents got in, but I hadn't heard the stories. But, I mean, kudos to him. Yeah. And then, of course, having the you know, the sense that he might be in trouble to get out and protect his family,
yeah, right?
Right. So when he came back, what did he do when he came back?
He was retired.
He's retired then? Okay.
Yeah, he was already old enough to retire.
Off the air, you can tell me if he started making moonshine again.
I've got a story for that, too.
Okay. So, I think this is great. So Monterey's beautiful, and of course, it's growing, and I'm so happy for that town. There's good people there. There's always been good people there.
Yeah.
Putnam County is just wonderful, right?
Putnam is great.
So when you're growing up and going through high school, what did you, in your mind, did you know you wanted to go in public safety, or was there something else you wanted to do?
Never had an inkling this is what I wanted to do. I'm actually a high school dropout.
Okay.
So I dropped out of school and later went back and got my diploma. But
right.
Didn't have a job, had a girlfriend, wanted to get married, and didn't want to wait another year of school, so I just never went back my senior year and started heating and cooling. I was a horrible employee. I was lazy and didn't want to show up to work, and that lasted about 3 months before they finally got rid of me. Well, I got a job helping a guy lay carpet, and I laid carpet for 25 years after that. That was my life.
I
worked for myself.
That. Yeah.
Hardwood tile, vinyl, we put all that down. So I got to having neck problems, and my dad had neck problems, so I told my wife, who was also self-employed, I said, one of us is going to have to get a real job where we can get some insurance. And she says, well, good luck with that. So I got a job at Lowe's. That's why I worked there. I worked there for 3 years before I got this job. But come to find out, all I needed was a chiropractor, which worked out for me.
Right.
So then when Darryl and went to the commission and got the first five firefighters, I had been a volunteer for 13 years, and I was one of the first five full-time firefighters Putnam County ever had.
So
as far as getting into public safety, that never was on my radar. My younger brother, he's 10 years younger than I am,
mm-hmm.
he had joined the Monterey Fire Department, and there's a good group of guys there, and Chief Dickie Milligan was still there then, you know, and he's a great guy. So Darren talked me into going one night to the Monday night meeting, and I just loved it.
Yeah.
I got hooked immediately.
Yeah.
And here I am. He's not in the fire service no more, and here I am.
What's he doing now?
He works at Stone Peak.
Okay.
He works in the IT department at Stone Peak.
So he went from fire to private, and you went from private to fire. So I think that's good. Well, I remember that whole process of Putnam County moving towards and making a full-time fire department and having more employees, and we want to talk about that. But I think regardless of where you were at before, you know, Jeff, I think it's wonderful to say that you're willing to commit your life to public service and public safety, which is one of the greatest, other than serving the country. And I think it's right there with it, serving our country and serving your county, serving your state in that kind of role is one of the greatest sacrifices and things someone
that
can
is
do.
A fact, yeah.
And I'm very grateful because I haven't done any. I've not served our country in the military. I've not been in public safety. So I'm very grateful to be around people that have. I'm very humbled to know what they've sacrificed for me as an individual that grew up in Baxter with family and went to college and all that stuff. I'm very grateful for that. I don't think without you all we were here.
Right.
You know, basically is how it works. And that's so I always want to have our public safety folks on. One, to learn about you and learn about history like we have, and two, to give you the acknowledgement and the gratitude that from all of us that enter this county of what you do and your staff and those men and women over there who are wonderful. And I see them, that's one thing, and I was going to get to it later, but I guess I'll get to it now. One thing I am so, I say proud, but really just grateful and happy. It really fills my heart with joy is to see you all come to our commission meetings.
Yep.
And be present and be involved. You know what's going on. So if you have a budget question, you can speak about it. You're educated and informed. You don't wear me out, which I don't mind. Wouldn't mind if you did, but when we see each other, you can ask me questions, and those your people care, right?
They do.
Ambulance service, they care. Yeah. They're there and they're involved, and so are other departments. I don't want to leave anybody out, but the commission meetings. There's more employees at the commission meetings than there are just citizens.
That's a fact.
And I'd love to see more citizens there, but I'm thankful that y'all participate.
Yeah, I've got especially a core group that's they're all in.
Well, know? and we can talk about it now too, and we might mention it later. I'm happy that the county commission found a way the last few years to support you all, not only through the operations of equipment and, you know, fire trucks and things you need to save lives and keep yourself safe, but also in compensation and benefits. Yeah. Because we were losing people, but we didn't have to lose people. We had to, we could make a change and make that a different outcome. And your people have been some of the most gracious of all in the county that I've heard from. And I don't have to get a thank you. That's not why I do this. This is a thankless job. And when I say that, I mean,
it's a servant job. It's no different to my job.
Yes.
It's a servant job.
That's but exactly what it is. They are there because they care. Yeah. And when I looked at y'all, I think it was last year in budget committee, I looked at each department head and I said, what questions? What statements do you all have for us? Because this, you don't get the time to speak like you should.
Right.
And this is for the law change where anybody could speak. And I want, and y'all are very kind.
Yeah.
Very kind.
I can give you an example.
Sure.
We were up for, I think it was a raise, personnel to raise one. And we got it. And we were eating. We eat at M&M Diner all the time, mm-hmm. M&M Cafe a lot.
Sure.
And there was a group of four different commissioners come in there, and three of them had supported us, and one of them had denied it. And the guys, especially the younger guys that don't know, I'd say, hey, look, there's some commissioners. When we leave, you need to thank them.
Sure.
And we went around through there, and I'll not call him out by name, but he says, I don't know if you want to thank me or not. I said, whether you're for me or against me, I thank you for your service.
Yeah.
You know, because you're doing, you know.
And that's the humble attitude to have.
It is.
Because we all, we're not always going to agree. We're not always going to be able to do things. And even in a time, which you all won, but in a time of defeat, we got to be gracious
that's
and
right. that's exactly
humble
right.
and accept it. And I'm glad you said that to him because you could have just absolutely ruined his day. I have seen elected officials say, you didn't support me, and I don't have anything to do with you.
I've heard it.
That's not the right attitude.
Yeah,
so I have Jeff Hicks. He is the fire chief for Putnam County Fire Department here with me. First time he's been on my show. Already some great stuff and excited to hear more from him when we come back after this break here on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I am with Putnam County Fire Department Chief Jeff Hicks. And we're going to talk about when that all started. But I do want to, we were talking about family and commission meetings and your guys and girls, gentlemen and ladies that work for you. But I will say this. Let's talk about the commission meetings and how you all showed up and supported the commission and wanted to be there to be informed. And I love that. I've seen your wife and met her. That's how
Bridget.
I met her. Yeah. Bridget, right?
Yeah.
I've met her through the commission meetings and thankful that people like her come to not only support you, but to support us. And so I think that's awesome. I think in 10 years of service, my wife has probably been to three meetings because she has to hear it when I go home.
Yeah.
And so she don't want to hear it twice.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm glad she comes. So
I'm real supportive in that area. I mean, she'll support me in anything I do and show up and want to help. And my daughter's been there to a couple of meetings also. Yeah. And then, of course, she's got a new baby. I got a 5-month-old grandbaby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
awesome. You. Are you spoiling the baby at all?
Well, I'd like to, but my daughter does such a good job, it's hard to even hold her spoiler at this point. So I'm going to have to wait.
When my brother had my oldest nephew, that changed my parents forever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And all this discipline and stuff they expected us to do when we were kids, boy, that went out the door.
Yeah.
And I said something to Daddy one day. I was a little bit – I don't get smart with him because he can still whoop me.
Oh, yeah.
But I was a little bit – made a little bit of a smart comment to him about it. He told me to keep my own business.
Yep. Stay in your lane.
That was his grandson, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do. So I learned quickly not to pick on my nephew, which he is. I got three wonderful nephews. But anyway, so congratulations.
Thank you.
That's something new for you for sure. Let's talk some about fire. So before let's just get into your role now. You are the fire chief.
Yes, since January 1st.
I guess the third since y'all have been the full-time fire department. You're the third fire chief.
Yes.
And so since January, that was something that Mayor Porter appoints you.
Yep.
And when Chief Tom Brown retired, which we always thank him for his service, he spent many years in the fire service. He retired. Mayor Porter, it was a no-brainer from him, and he and I talked. Not that I had anything, but he and I talked, and I fully supported, and the commission did as well. But the process goes, any time in county government where you have a full-time fire department, and you got a chief, and you have have an EMS department, you got an ambulance director, or as they call them, the chief as well. The county mayor appoints those positions. It's not voted on by the commission. Now they can confirm it for sure, but it has to be submitted by the mayor. And I say that to say this: one, I want people to know how that process works. Two, because in some states, fire chief is elected.
Yep.
you know,
yep.
Just like the sheriff is, but not in Tennessee. So I say
Thank
it, yeah. I say it too for a second reason is, you know, I want people to know that Mayor Porter believed in you, obviously, to put you in that position, right?
He did, and that come from Tom, and I'm sure others, but especially Tom. Tom was grooming me 3 years prior. He knew the date he was going to retire,
mm-hmm.
And we had discussed it. And well, actually, ever since when Tom became chief, I done all the budget stuff. I done payroll and I done scheduling. I done all that already. So of course, it was under his guidance. You know, he's steering the ship, but I was doing all the rowing.
Yeah.
So he was preparing me for it, starting 3 or 4 years back.
Yeah. So having that knowledge and experience mm-hmm. of the budgeting and scheduling and employees, the relationships with employees set you up for success in taking over. So it was official in January, right?
Official January, yeah.
Since January, is there anything you have learned that you didn't know before serving in public safety?
I've got something that I confirmed. I won't say I learned, and I kind of knew it before. Putnam County is a great place.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you, and I sure wouldn't want to name them because I'd leave somebody out. Department heads, even two or three positions down, reach out to me when I became chief to offer their assistance. You need help with budget. You need help with process. Anything my department can do. And that just says a lot for what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we do have some good folks and we have some people willing to help,
right?
We do. So what made you – I know Chief Brown was preparing you, but what made you – was there a point that you decide, yes, I want to do this, I want to be chief, or was it a gradual confirmation for you?
There's a couple things. One is my age. Some years back, the commission approved the bridge bill. Well, as an employee is in my position in emergency services, that puts a time stamp on me. At 60, I'm done, and I'm getting close to that age, and I don't feel like I'm ready to leave yet. So I wanted to work longer, which means you got to take on a bigger role.
Sure.
Because you got to be the admin. And with this position, I can stay longer.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest thing. I just wasn't ready to retire.
Well, and I think that's admirable of you that you love it so much.
Oh, yeah.
That you want to. And the bridge bills, we can have a whole show over that.
That's a fact.
There's positives. There's negatives. Yeah. There was a reason the commission wanted to do it. There's reasons department heads wanted the commission mm-hmm. to do it. There's benefits of you can get to retirement earlier and then go home and draw money, but there's also what if you want to continue working
yeah.
and you don't have that opportunity. So it's good and bad. And we could talk about it some other time.
The best thing about it for my people, one of the guys that was hired in when I was, he'll have to work, I think it's 3 extra years before he's eligible, before he turns 55, because you can retire at 55.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much with full benefits as
right.
you would if you were 62.
Right.
And so it's made for the younger people. I was the only employee that we had at the time that it actually was not going to help. It was going to hurt me financially.
Yeah.
But I supported it because I support the guys. That's what you're supposed to do.
You support your department.
Sure.
And you want your department to
sure.
be successful, and you knew this bill would help in that.
In the long run.
And recruitment.
It's going to be beneficial for the department.
Yeah. And so that's why – another reason why you're where you're at, because you are selfless.
Yeah, but
not selfish, selfless.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we have that. It's not just my department. I say it all the time. It doesn't matter if you're talking about the rescue squad, EMS, technology. I won't leave nobody out, but EMA, dispatcher, 911, whichever.
Yeah.
When you look at their patch, it's just like mine if you look at the first two words.
Mm-hmm.
It's Putnam County.
That's right.
So we're just a different division. But we're the same team,
yeah.
And that's how it should be looked at.
I love that perspective, and that's probably one of the reasons that I've stayed as a county in my third term as county commissioner. You know, because some people in the public, and I get it, they love the word term limits and think, you know, public elected officials shouldn't serve mm-hmm. more than 8 years, and you know that's a federal thing right now, and there's a on the state level, it's only for the governor, all the legislators can serve. I got mixed emotions about it. But I think I'm definitely happy I had a third term
sure.
because I've seen this grow and I get to work with people like you.
Oh, and it's great to have you. I mean, you're just a wealth of knowledge.
Well, I appreciate that.
And so easy to work with. Well, the whole commission's with.
That,
I am so blessed to be here at this time. Yep. With the commission, the work with the commission we have.
They value our employees.
Yes.
They value our departments, and they value the services first. Yep. And to have services, you got to have people. Right. And so our commission, we've not always agreed on stuff, and that's the way, you know, it's always going to be that way.
But
when it comes down to the services and the people, yep, and the employees, there's the majority, more than majority, has always valued you guys and everybody, right, else. And so I think I'm proud to be a part of that commission that does that. And I hope we've set a little bit of a standard for neighboring counties. I know they're smaller. I get it. And I know you probably get calls all the time from other firefighters in different counties. Hey, you have an opening. And, you know, and we're going to talk about your openings, if you have any of your staff, when we come back after the break. But you probably get those phone calls because they, you know, they want to come here and work.
They do. We get them all the time. Matter of fact, I'm in the process of hiring three, and they've never been on the Putnam County Fire Department before.
Yeah. And so I think that's great that you're getting new people in, and they have a passion to serve and not done it before. So I think that's wonderful in my mind. You got to keep that attitude, right?
Yep.
And if we have that attitude that, no, we're not going to hire anybody outside of the Putnam County line, we're not going to have a full staff, are we, Chief?
No, that's a fact. We've been low before.
Yeah, we've had people that – yeah, you know, there's counties that used to have that, and they done away with it after COVID. So this is Ben Rogers. I'm on Local Matters with Chief Jeff Hicks. He is the Putnam County Fire Department Chief. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Putnam County Fire Department Chief Jeff Hicks. Just thankful to have him in here and have some time with him.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Learned a lot from him already. So, Chief, let's get down to fire business. You started January as a full-time chief, replacing, as we said, Chief Tom Brown, who was wonderful for years. You come in with the same amount of staff in January, and of course you go through the budget process. You're always you may want more, you may not, depending on what it is. So, how many full time firefighters do you have, and how many part time do you have right now?
Counting myself, there's 13 full timers.
Okay,
part time I have 10 on the roster. I have a couple of them that don't really work regular, but they don't want to leave yet.
Right.
So they'll work. They may go two pay periods without working a shift, and then we'll get slow and they'll work in.
And I've worked in county government for 19 years, but that's one thing I've never understood is the scheduling. And it'd probably take you a month to sit down with me and show me how you all figured out. Y'all are smarter than I am. How you manage a public safety schedule with part-time and full-time. It's like 911. I'm on the 911 board. It blows me away. I admire those that can step up and do that. So, do you have any vacancies right now? I know you said you're...
We had some part-time spots. One shift is kind of weak as far as having enough personnel to cover.
Right.
So we're trying to get some people on that. And the three we've looked at, fortunately, they all three can work that shift. So.
Good, good. So, well, one of the things, again, I've bragged on the commission, but there were a couple of years there where the commission did not give the three additional firefighters as Chief Brown, but we finally got over the hump and made it a priority, right?
Yep.
And I think he got at least six. I can't remember. He may have gotten nine.
He got six.
Six. Okay. Yeah, he got six during his time, at which I was thankful.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I told all of you and Chief and even Adam at the time, don't stop asking.
Oh, no. We really need nine more. Nine more would set us up for success, because we have a station east and a station west 24/7 covered. We have the central. We have two at the central. So if we had a north and south covered 24 and one more at the main at the central, he could work when they took a day off and we could cut down on our part-time. And that's my plan. I can get the last three out of part-time, and because I'll be cutting it back some. Because we've been using it for years. We've had a part-time station open east and west before we got those full-time.
Right.
So from 9 to 5. Because people work. We're a heavily volunteer department.
Right.
So
how many volunteers do you have right now, roughly?
54.
And now, is that more or less than last year at this time?
It fluctuates. We run anywhere from 50, 48 to 52, 56.
So you're not hurting like terribly right now, but you could always use more, right?
No, because out of that 56 or 52 or 54, you've got a core of 30 that they're usually always there.
Right.
You know, they may miss a call here and there, but if they're not at work, you know they're going to be there. And a lot of people just don't have time and – so it's tough. You got to take them when you can get them.
If somebody wants to be a volunteer firefighter, what should they do?
It's really simple. Get on the county's webpage, putnamcountytn.gov, mm-hmm. and go down to employment, and then you From there, you'll see an application for the volunteer fire, for the fire department to be a volunteer.
Okay.
That's the only application we have on there currently.
Okay. And obviously, there's training if they get accepted and all this stuff. And
it's required. State requires us to do a minimum of 16 hours before you can even ride on a truck. So once you get your application, they'll do an interview. We'll do a background, a drug screen, and a 16-hour class. And then we can start letting you come hang around. That's just the start of it. There's going to be a 64-hour class and then a live burn on top of that. For Will.
Oh, they go to the fire academy to do all that, right?
The live burn they do. The rest of it's all done in the field.
Okay. How many continuing education hours do you have to have as fire chief?
You're not going to believe this, but there's not that many.
Okay.
Just for my EMS license, which wouldn't matter if I'm chief or not. That's, right. You know, stuff like that. That's
right.
It.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. Well, I know the fire academy is a wonderful place to go and learn, and the state's put a lot of money into that, and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So how many fire stations do you have now throughout the county?
13, technically 14. We're rebuilding the station down at Nash's Chapel. We're trying to work out for the land on it now. Starting a new station at Gentry. I'm excited about that station.
Yeah, and we thought, of course, Chief Brown called me about that before he left and said, this is what's coming.
Yeah.
We kind of thought that might be a hot topic for that area, but really the community's embraced it, right?
Yeah, they have.
I mean, y'all have told them what you're wanting to do with that area, and there's going to be room to meet and have like a community place, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, we had planned on tearing down the community center.
Right.
And building a new one in the back and put a station in there, and that met some opposition. And we don't want to hurt feelings. We don't want to make people mad. So we actually got Stanton Store.
Mm-hmm.
We bought that piece of property there.
That's right.
We've cleared that off, and they're actually this week supposed to start putting the building up.
So it'll be just the fire department only?
Yes.
And the Gentry Community Center staying?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, they're actually putting a new roof on it this year.
Yeah, so it's going to be – so people will end up being – but they're embracing you all being there because they have a fire station in their area now.
First time. You know, they've been a 10 – their whole lives, and which in the ISO world of the fire service, that's a zero.
Yeah. I mean,
you have no fire protection at all.
Right.
So you pay the highest insurance premiums possible.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's hopefully going to change.
Hopefully, yeah. If they're within 5 road miles of that station, they'll drop to a 9, which is safe.
So how you can't have somebody there 24/7, can you?
No. It's a volunteer station.
Yeah. And so I've been asked that question as a commissioner from our people. How can we get full-time people at all the stations? I said, well, the commission has to fund full-time employees.
Would love it.
To be there, you know.
Call your commissioner today.
Ideally, you'd want at least three, right, on every shift?
You just want to have a crew, yeah.
To have a crew?
Yeah.
And so that's, is that three? Is that two or three shifts a day? What?
Our shifts are 24-48, so we work a 24-hour shift, and then we're off 48 hours.
So you would need three then, I guess, for each.
Three would put one person there every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that would help you with your service. And, I think the county eventually is going to be there. Right? I think
they
we can eventually grow into that. Right now, that's several thousand dollars to add that many people. But I think the start was to have the buildings, and the buildings are good.
Right.
They're functional.
Right.
Your guys are able to go and get what they need.
Sure.
Are there trucks at every?
Well, that's the thing. The Gentry Station, we have a brand new tanker ready to put in that station that was purchased with a grant.
Yep.
We got a tanker that same year, but we also got a CDB grant. And so that tanker's ready to go for that station.
That's good. And I love the fact that y'all been active in getting those grants, you and the mayor's office. Because anytime, listen, folks, federal and state government has money all the time they want to give out for public safety. In order to get it, you have to apply for it.
You have to apply for it.
But there's some work.
Yep.
And you've probably been involved with that, right?
Not a lot. I can do a lot of things with numbers, but I'm not a word guy. I don't word well. So,
will you have somebody on staff that helps you?
Actually, I do now. Yeah, we had before, and he retired off right after Tom did. And then we have another one now.
Okay.
She's up and coming.
Good.
So, yeah.
But it takes a little bit of stress off of you.
It does.
So, Chief, what would you like to see? You don't have to put a time frame on your career now. I mean, we've talked a little bit. You're happy where you're at.
Oh, yeah.
But what's your goals going forward for the Putnam County Fire Department?
I would like to see us get people in all corners, north, south, east, and west. We have zero reserve apparatus, and we need that. If one of the trucks go down to Miami for service or whatever, we have to pull from another station, and then that station won't have an apparatus.
Right.
And, and we have some live-ins spread out throughout the county. We get free service from them. They get a place to live for free, and they run calls. So that's a win-win. So you can't take those trucks because you're taking away, you know, you've got a driver at those most of the time. So it's a juggling act sometimes to keep everything moving.
Right. Well, just a year or 2 years ago, really, the county could have given you unlimited funds for tankers. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have got them because the supply was low, right?
The supply was low.
Were all waiting a year or two to get the ones you ordered.
Actually, building an apparatus has always taken a year, but now we waited two on these.
Yeah. And so, but the commission has always been very mindful of getting you tankers and any kind of equipment that you all need, and I think they're going to continue to do that. I mean, I don't want to speak for them, but they want that protection as possible. I mean, Putnam County's it's a big county, landscape-wise, you know, geographically.
405 square miles?
Yeah, and there's hills and hollers and mountains and valleys.
Places
and
we can't get trucks.
Yeah, it's hard to get to certain places, but I think the commission and you all found a way to get there. So any other long-term goals you'd like to see for the department?
Administratively, we're going to need, and I can't say this for next year or whatever, we're going to need another person in the office administratively. Other than that, you know, equipment, people, that's where it all starts.
Is equipment easy to get a hold of now? I mean,
it's a lot better. Yeah. That lead time probably cut in half again. So it's probably getting close to back to where it was.
And I think it was just, you know, COVID didn't help. And then people got scared to death and the manufacturers and production stop, so you're waiting longer. Prices go up, so it's hard to afford. But again, what did you ask for in this budget? I don't even remember now. You didn't ask for.
I didn't ask for anything. So we knew it was going to be close to a status quo budget, not realizing how much the county was going to gain just by interest.
Right.
So we didn't ask for people this year.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go in asking for the moon starting out. And Randy told me, he said, it's your budget. Ask what you want for. I actually took the people out of it because I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
So next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said,
as the economy holds.
We don't know what you want unless you ask for it.
And
I think this commission, and I don't know about when I first started, I think there's been a learning curve for the commission when I started. I think the commission now is they don't hold it against anybody for asking for something.
No.
They just feel bad if they can't get it. Yeah. Years ago, certain department heads could walk in and ask for something, and they'd get, you know.
Just because of who it was.
Yeah.
That's not right.
And that's not right. I think that mindset has changed over the last several years. And it's okay to ask questions as a commissioner, but it's also okay as a department head to ask for things, right? And if it fits into the financial plan for the county, then it's going to work. If it don't fit now, then we try to find a way to get there.
Sure.
And I think that's always the way we've approached it. And the department heads have been very responsive, so I'm thankful. Yeah. Chief, thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for what you do. You and your staff. Love each and every one of y'all. I can't fathom or express to you all how much it means to us to have you all in the fire service and protecting us and being there to help us when we need it. So I appreciate you.
Oh, no, I appreciate you, and I want to thank the men and women of the Putnam County Fire Department, because without them, I'm nothing.
Well, you're something to me, but I appreciate you, folks.
Yeah.
I hope you've enjoyed it like I have. Chief Jeff Hicks, Putnam County Fire Department, with me today. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day this weekend. Be kind to one another. I promise you there's a blessing in being good to one another instead of spending effort to hurt someone. It just doesn't get us anywhere. Be kind and thank people like Jeff Hicks and his team at the fire department and all of our public safety people in Putnam County. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.